Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Silman, and thank you for joining me. You are listening to What Women Must Know. This is a show where you get empowered by having opportunities to listen to really amazing authors, researchers, wise elders that enable you to get empowered with truthful information. So welcome. It's always wonderful to have you on the show. And as always, I have a great guest lined up for you. Before we go to that, I just want to make a few announcements. So first of all, I want to announce that I will be heading back down to Australia and New Zealand October through December, and I have some wonderful events planned, particularly in Victoria and the Melbourne area. So all of you listening in Melbourne, or if you know of anyone in Melbourne, stay tuned because I'll be sending out more information. I also will be having the wonderful opportunity to do workshops in the North Island and South Island of New Zealand, one of my favorite places as well, and then back to the Sunshine Coast in, I think that is in December. So I will certainly give you more of the details in just a short bit, but I wanted to just announce that to everybody. So be on notice. I'm coming back down under for my Rejuvenation Code workshop. So teaching all the necessary things you need to know to get younger and healthier. It's a great topic. I'm really excited about the chance to come back down under and share some really inspiring information. And the second thing I just want to mention, I've been talking about this program that I am doing in Costa Rica, February 13th to 19th. This is a amazing program that incorporates the opportunity to work with the plant medicine I've mentioned. I've had guests on my show talking about the healing abilities of ayahuasca, a plant medicine that's traditionally grown and has been used for thousands of years in Peru and other places in South America. But this is a very special retreat because it's at a center called the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, and this is in a blue zone in Costa Rica. So in addition to this amazing experience with shaman, we are also at a luxury resort that has incorporated into the program special hydrotherapy sessions. You get three of them. You get three massages. You get volcanic mud baths. You get medical assessment because this is the only medically licensed center of this sort in the world. There's yoga. There's meditation. There's spas. There's steam baths. There's the Pacific Ocean sunsets. It's pretty spectacular. Nothing like cleansing oneself in a very profound way, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, which is the purpose of this journey. So if you'd like some information about this, the deadline to register is September 30th. You just need to go to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, and there's more information for you there. That link will take you to a bigger explanation of the program. So if you are drawn to it, if it's something that calls to you, if your life is ready for a quantum leap, then this is a program you just might want to consider. I look forward to sharing with many of you on this journey. It's almost full, so if you've been thinking about it, now's a good time to just follow through. September 30th is that last date we can register for the program. So, okay, I've said everything I needed to say today, other than please visit my website at whatwomenmustknow.com because I give you lots of great information and articles. My Facebook is another place to go, What Women Must Know. Please like me over there. And it's just opportunities to keep learning, growing, and healing, and expanding our knowledge about who we are and how we can stay healthy. And speaking about how we can stay healthy, today we're talking about how to successfully understand what I call the new paradigm, for healing weight issues. Your weight is such a big problem. 70% of people in our culture at this point in time are overweight or obese. Who would have thought that this would have happened? And the old ways just are not working. You cannot shift that excess weight through just diet and exercise. That used to work, but it doesn't work anymore for a lot of reasons. And we're going to explore some of those reasons. So to help us understand this successful new paradigm for healing weight loss issues is my guest, Dr. Susan Cushing. Dr. Susan Cushing is a graduate of Tufts University Dental School, a fellow in the International College of Dentists, and a master in the Academy of General Dentistry. Susan practices all phases of dentistry with an emphasis on cosmetic dentistry and treating fearful and phobic dental patients, which isn't that all of us. She is also a clinical hypnotherapist and a master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming, where she helps others reprogram their own thoughts, actions, and behaviors in order to enhance the quality and effectiveness of their lives. In addition to her dental life, losing weight and struggling to be thin has been her passion and goal since childhood. She has long struggled with her weight and her issues around food and has spent many years learning all she could about nutrition, diets, weight control, and anything and everything related to it. She is the author of Fat No More, the Book of Hope for Losing Weight. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Susan Cushing to the show today. So welcome, Susan.
Well, thank you. It's such a privilege to be asked to be on your program. Thank you again.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. This is certainly one of my favorite topics because I don't know if I'm letting a secret out or not, but I, too, like you, have spent a lot of time in my life struggling over weight. And, I really was stuck, especially at a point in my life, which is about, I was just trying to think how many years ago it was, maybe 6-7 years ago, when I found myself, to my utter amazement, you know, one day you just look in the mirror and all of a sudden you see what's been happening, which you were blind to before. So I was blind to the fact that I had put on about 30 pounds. And I just tried everything under the sun to lose it. And, being knowledgeable like you, diet, lifestyle, meditation, education, workout, exercise, nutrition, I tried everything. And nothing worked until I found the program that you and I bond on. That's why we're here. We're bonding on this program that we both found in our own ways based on, I think, profound work that many people who I've interviewed, because I actually have a book on this protocol, said the founder of an English endocrinologist, Dr. Simeon, should have won the Nobel Prize for his discovery.
I agree.
And that's
absolutely
based on this protocol. So the protocol, not to keep people in suspense, is all about the use of a hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin. I haven't talked about it for a while. And better known as HCG. So I'm going to let Susan start off. I'd like you to just talk about your story, your history. What was it that got you to make the profound changes, and what were your profound changes that you made around your weight, that goal you had since childhood?
First, I have to say you did a marvelous job summarizing my life. That was all well said and done quite nicely. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And as you said, I'll just say that in my book, Fat No More, The Book of Hope for Losing Weight, I talk about this in depth. So I'll try to do a little brief scenario and give the highlights anyway, and why I'm such a big believer of it and why I recommend it and why I really feel like it saved me from a life of fat, miserable unhappiness and a depression that I got into. When I was from fourth grade on, I used to be kind of just a cute little pudgy kid from what I was told in pictures that show it. I started gaining weight and eating in ways that probably were not normal now that I look back, but sugar and flour was kind of like something I just was drawn to, but not like a typical little child. I'm talking like just couldn't stop thinking about it. I was obsessed about it. And I could never seem to get the weight off. I remember being weighed in the fourth grade, which is when they do it. They used to do it publicly in the gym. And I must have been 50 pounds or more heavier than everybody else, or 40, because I know that was like everybody went, oh, and the gasp, and the teacher was horrified, and it was a big discussion, and I was laughed at. So that's my memories of childhood and pretty much all the way through till college and my young adult life. I tried every diet. I tried the ones that were common, Weight Watchers, Diet Workshop. I tried Weight Loss Clinic. I tried Herbalife. I tried those, the AIDS diet, which are those little tasty little chocolate morsel things. I mean, I tried everything. I tried a grapefruit and pickle diet. I tried, you know, back then there wasn't as many books, but any book I could read or any diet I could find and anything recommended. I even went and tried diet pills. You know, I went to bariatricians, and we're talking, I'm only like high school and college, and that seems pretty pathetic, although that's what I did. And the difficulty for me was it never worked well. I was able to lose part of the weight, but at some point it just seemed like my metabolism was fighting me, and I followed it, maybe not all the time, but most of the time, followed it exactly what I was told, followed what the book said, did what the doctor told me. And even when I did the same, like the pills with my brother or with somebody else along with me, they had a much better weight loss than me. So I always knew there was something maybe different about my metabolism. I'll add in here that I ate a lot of sugar and a lot of flour products. I mean, constantly, to the point that it affected my teeth so badly that it's another book I wrote, another story, but it's amazing I still have all my teeth. So from that point on, you know, it was, again, because I was laughed at so much as a child, I'm sure that's where it started, I just wanted to be thin. I just somehow thought that all the pretty girls were thin, they had boyfriends. I pretty much hid out and was embarrassed and humiliated because I was so fat. At that point in time, there was no special clothes you could buy. It didn't have all these, you know, they didn't have special centers for kids. They just had to go to a regular store and buy the fattest or a woman's size clothes. It was just horrifying. My mom didn't sew, so the clothes I wore a lot of times were men's pants and couldn't get dungarees. So I never looked right. I never fit in. I was not athletic, and I think part of it was because I was so lethargic from being fat. And I also look back and think I was drugged by the sugar. I think the sugar did a job on me now that I know what I know. So at one point, it must have been I was in college and wanting to go to dental school. And I thought, I've got to try something else. So I went to another doctor and got the special women doctor's diet. And I was able to somehow almost starve myself and get off weight to be 150, which was a pretty decent weight for me. I was okay with that. But what I also found was I wasn't comfortable in my body, and I wanted to be thinner. So we'll fast forward. I end up finding out along the way that I'm a food addict. So what does food addict mean to me? Food addict means that I have a relationship and a reaction to sugar and flour, you know, any kind of sugar, any kind of flour, you know, croutons, bread, you know, spaghetti, that it causes me to crave it, and it causes me to want it and not, I just can't stop thinking. My mind gets filled up, I get loggy, I get obsessed, and then when I eat it, I don't feel good. I feel sick, but I'm ready to have more. Which very much is like, you know, it's like other people that have problems with drugs and alcohol. I want to add in here that they have proven that sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine, and that when you do brain studies, someone that is really high stimulated to sugar, and when they do the test, their brain shows the same center that is being lit up in the brain as someone that's a cocaine addict. So they're now proving some of these things, but we're talking, you know, 25 years ago, no one understood that. No one, you know, believed it. They just thought I was a fat pig and I should stop, you know, eating. So anyway, I found out how to deal with a food addiction. I found a food addiction program, and I got rid of sugar and flour in my life, and I weighed and measured my food. And lo and behold, slowly, I mean very slowly compared to others in the group, I was able to lose most of it, but not the last 20, 25 pounds. And, you know, truly, I was just happy to be at, you know, 150 again. That was kind of like, wow, you know, I got down to 148, 150. That was fine. But what happened then was I lost my period. And I went to my physician who gave me estrogen. She said, it's the lowest dose, so you shouldn't have any problem gaining the weight back that you've lost. Well, she was wrong, because many of us, they're finding that have weight issues or, you know, a history of being overweight or obese. I gained 12 pounds in about a week and a half being on those very low-dose estrogen, which horrified me yet again, because I'd spent a good year and a half trying to lose that weight. And mind you, I was following my food addiction program. I was doing exactly what I was told. I weighed and measured my food. My calories are probably about 800, so it's not even a lot of calories. I was exercising, and I stopped taking the estrogen and found that the weight gain stopped as a fast amount. But what happened was for the next 2 years, almost 2 years, I gained about a pound a month. That no matter what I did, and I tried 43 food plans that I was given by the people in my groups, saying, well, try this, try that, you know, do this. And I gained 27 pounds that I had, I mean, again, we're talking 800 calories a day, exercising, no sugar, no flour. Unfortunately, maybe someone else would have dealt with it better. I went into a depression. I went into an absolute depression to the point that I went and asked the therapist, you know, I need help here. And they said, oh, we'll give you meds. They always seem willing to give you a med for depression. But I knew that that wasn't the answer. I'll add in here that along the way, my thyroid was diagnosed as having a hypothyroidism. But I was warned that the medicine, which was thyroxine at the time, was not going to cause me to lose all my weight, that it was just one part of the issue. So the thyroid medicine helped me feel a little clearer, helped me function better. I could just feel better, but the weight did not change. Well, let's enter the next phase. I thought, I got to get this weight off. So I went and tried things on the internet, which is not my normal thing. I usually go to physicians or, you know, practitioners. And I decided at that time I tried acupuncturists. I tried some hypnosis. I tried three different endocrinologists. One was a real major, big-time guy that teaches all the endocrinologists around the country, a very well-known guy and very well-known writing books and very, very excellent physician. And another couple along the way, and nutritionists. I went to homeopathic doctors, and the two of them, what they finally came down to was, Susan, we know you're doing it right. We know you're following stuff. We have people like you that we even put in a hospital that are 300 pounds, and they get off some of the weight, but we can't get the last 50-100 off, and we're stuck. We don't know what to do. So, I mean, don't get depressed. Maybe there's an answer. We can't help you. Now we'll enter the last phase of what my solution. A person came up to me that I knew very well, and she said, you know, I know you're still struggling. I read about this book. It's called The Weight Loss Cure, and it talks about something. I don't know idea what it is, but it seems to be interesting, and you haven't tried that. And I thought, oh, gosh, I mean, do I really want to try something else? Mind you, I'm trying stuff on the internet, you know, this pill, that pill. So I thought, okay, well, along the next 2 or 3 weeks, Cheryl, two other people brought that book up. Mind you, I'd never heard the book before. And I thought, okay, three people brought it up. In my experience, when more than two people bring something up, I need to check it out. So I went and got the book, and I read it from cover to cover. There was a reference there to go to Dr. Simeone, who you referred to earlier. I thought, well, you know, this book is interesting. It speaks to me. It sounds like something, but it talked about giving injections, and I thought, oh, my God, you know, I'm a dentist, and I do injections all the time, but on me, I really don't think so. But I was intrigued by the book. Anyway, so I did go read Dr. Simeone's manuscript, and I have to tell you, it was opened up a new world. He spoke my story. He wrote down exactly about my metabolism issues and mentioning the hypothalamus, which is a part of the brain, if anyone doesn't know, that does control weight, and now they're learning a lot of other things, and all the hormones that it's in the brain, and that if your brain, part, the hypothalamus, gets dysfunctional or has some damage or, you know, is even genetically programmed to a certain thing, you may never be thin. You may always be heavy. You might always, you know, just have this weight problem. However, he did say that the HCG treatment that he recommends, which was, again, in that book that I read, The Weight Loss Cure, that you can get the weight off, you can correct your metabolism through the hypothalamus and keep your weight off. So I have to tell you, I was like, wow, this guy speaks my story. He's a physician. At the time, he was treating people in Argentina. And I did something, or I shouldn't say, I thought something that I never would have ever imagined. I thought, I'm going to Argentina. I'm going to check myself in. And the reason I say I would never thought that is because I'm a practicing dentist, and I support the family, and I had, you know, I can't just zip up and take off a month, which is what they said you needed, a month, 46 days. But I was just so desperate at that point, and nothing had worked, and I'm like, I'm going to do this, and if it works, I'm going to tell people about it, because I was desperate. So anyway, as luck would have it, I did do some more research and found a clinic in Tulsa, which I believe is where you are, Cheryl,
right.
Who I was able to connect with, and unfortunately they're not doing it anymore. They do other things instead with hormones, but they're not continuing this phase. And anyway, I spoke with them, and they did a lot of tests, you know, ordered tests for me to do back home. I'm in Massachusetts, and I was a good candidate, and I started my HCG journey. Now, if someone reads the book, they'll read exactly. I talk about what the journey was like and, you know, what it felt like, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't need to go into that. But I will say that it was amazing because here's someone like me that couldn't lose any weight. The first part of the protocol was doing some herbal things and some cleanses and doing, you know, getting off the sugar and flour, which I already was off. And just in the first month of doing the cleanses, I had some weight loss. And I was, oh, my gosh, I mean, weight loss, and I haven't changed my food plan except, you know, a couple of little twinges here. So then I started the next phase, which was 46 days of injecting myself, although now, again, Cheryl, you'll talk about it. There's other ways to do this.
Right.
But I did the injection, which I will say was not painful. It's amazing. When I squeezed the fat like they suggested, it was, I didn't feel a thing. So, and I, lo and behold, it says you're going to lose a pound a day. I did not lose a pound a day, but I lost a half a pound every day. Now that, again, I hope my people that are listening to this are just getting as amazed as I was at the time. Here's someone who, me, who struggled, tried to lose weight, and all of a sudden I'm seeing the scale go down a half a pound every day. I'm just, you know, I'm not mad that I didn't lose a pound. I'm just thrilled, absolutely thrilled. So after 46 days, I had not lost all my weight. It would have been great if I had. I still had another probably 20 to lose. So what I did then was that what they suggest, for 6 weeks, you don't do the HCG. You go back to your regular food plan, and they have, you know, certain protocol. And then I did another 46 days and got all the weight off. What I loved about what I did with the HCG was, although I was hungry, I found that my body somehow was using up the fat to give me the energy, so I was not like I thought I'd be starved and famished and lightheaded. I found hungry, yes, like any diet, but no, I was not lightheaded. I got used to it. I got tired of it after a while because it is a 500 calorie diet, but you know, I'd done so many diets that I could get used to anything. And the weight coming off kept me pretty high. I mean, I have to say I was pretty high on that. So after the next 46 days, I called up the clinic and we talked a little bit more, and I followed the third phase, which was how you you do certain things they recommend, start getting back on regular food, because there's a diet that you follow, like I said, it's very strict, it's 500 calories, only certain things you can and can't eat, and getting back on a kind of a regular plan, but not a totally regular plan. And that let my metabolism start to maybe get balanced again and correct itself and supposedly help the hypothalamus. That was great. I didn't gain any extra, not two. I gained 2.5 or 3 pounds, which they told me was normal, that you'll never lose weight that you shouldn't lose. In other words, healthy fat still will stay in your body. The HCG works in that way that it keeps you safe, and I thought, well, that was good. And then the last phase was to add in other things. Now, for me, I have to be honest, I couldn't do that, the phase four, exactly as it was said, because they talk about adding some sugar in and some flour, and I can't eat any of that. So I did phase four with my own limitations, and I have to tell you, since that time, there is a protocol if you gain more than 2 pounds, how to get it off. It's called a steak day. But other than having to do that maybe every month for the first year, and now it's maybe every 5-6 months, my weight has come off. It's been stable. I eat a very nice food plan. I probably have maybe 1,000, 1,200 calories a day, which is low, but for me that's a lot. And I couldn't be any happier with the weight loss. And it allowed me to take my journal that I wrote and write the book, you know, Fat No More, the Book of Hope for Losing Weight. And even though I never would have written a book and exposed myself the way I do in this book, I felt that I'd met so many people along the way that were saying, my God, how are you losing the weight? And all of them had never heard of HCG. They were scared of it. Even one of my new endocrinologists said, Susan, I see the value. I see it's working. I believe you. I know it's, but I can't recommend it because it's not, you know, FDA approved. And I just thought, but I will let people talk to you about it. So, you know, I saw all these people that aren't getting help and they're frustrated and they're gaining their weight back. And, you know, I just said, hey, this is something I've got to write. So that's why I wrote the book. There's a section at the end because I also had cosmetic surgery. Because even though I never believed in that, and I don't particularly like surgery, never had it until then, I had so much hanging skin in my thighs that I couldn't walk, couldn't wear a bathing suit. It was always shaped. It was always painful. So I went ahead and had some surgery that became much more traumatic than I had ever imagined. I'd done research, but I was quite surprised. And again, I expose that in the book so people that are going to have surgery, which I'm not saying they shouldn't do, they should be aware of some of the things that I was not aware of and how you can still have problems after the fact, even if you do everything that, you know, you're told. So, again, I hope that gives my, you know, the listeners and you, Cheryl, a good background, and I'd love to answer questions or chat more with you about
it. Well, let's break this down a bit. So, first of all, the unique thing about the Simeon's protocol, and for people who are interested in, you know, the approach I took, you went and did the injections, which is what Dr. Simeon's was working with as an endocrinologist, but I actually did this program with homeopathic formulations. In fact, I used at that time and still do in the programs I offer to my patients, is the only proven homeopathic formula that has demonstrated it actually gets results like the injections do. So we don't have to do injections. You can just take homeopathic formulas. And I can tell you it's been successful because I have assisted over 2,000 people on my protocol with my product that have all successfully achieved their weight goals. So the thing that has fascinated me about this program, and I know you've been fascinated as well, Susan, is that it's a totally different paradigm because it's getting to the root cause of what it is that causes us to have an impaired metabolism. Because this is what's going on. The reason why the Biggest Loser doesn't work, because everything they do to lose weight for that program, they over-exercise, they starve the people, they stress them out, is just further compromising the metabolism. It impairs it even further. So we have a problem, and that is our metabolism has stalled. We don't have the ability any longer, it appears, with 70% people overweight and obese, to burn fat as energy, right? So something's going on. And what the Simeon's protocol did, and the reason why so many of the doctors I interviewed believed that Dr. Simeon's should have been given this Nobel Peace Prize is because he got to the root cause of why we are no longer able to burn fat as energy, but rather store it. And it has to, and I just should say that in his research, in his drive to find the root cause that was creating obesity, he looked at lots of things. He looked at many aspects of the endocrine system, and when he arrived at as the key piece of the puzzle, the missing piece of the puzzle, was the hypothalamus, which is this major control center of the, it's considered a major control center of our autonomic system. It controls many functions, metabolism being one of them, but as you know, Susan, it's also dealing with sleep, and it's dealing with mood, and it's dealing with fertility, it's dealing with lots of hormones, deals with lots of things. And that was his contribution, and he found a way through his journeys as a medical doctor, he found a way to restore the proper communication with the hypothalamus, which restores the messages that allows fat to be burned as energy, because that was, sounds like that was your issue. You were really good at storing it. Your metabolism, for some reason, was not functioning. And, you know, the hypothalamus played a role to get you back going again. And, you know, the research I've done, and you can share, too, what you've been studying, Susan, is that the hypothalamus is a very sensitive little organ in the middle of our brain, highly sensitive to toxins, to stress, to EMFs, to the intake of excessive foods. You know, all the chemicals, they can all have a direct impact in how the hypothalamus functions and communicates. So let me just ask you at this point, in your research with the hypothalamus, what have you learned about it and its role with metabolism and weight loss?
Well, pretty much what you just said. I mean, it is kind of like the hierarchy of the whole thing. It's the top layer, and it does regulate quite a bit. there's a lot of, again, different, I don't want to get into all the technical terms, but there's a lot of different hormones and things that come from there. They're now, you probably heard this, leptin, you know, obviously insulin, things that we have in our bodies that help us with fat, with weight loss or weight gain or dysfunction. All of that is, and there's one called, I say this correctly, ghrelin. All these different things they're discovering, these different peptides or neuropeptides and different hormones, there's a whole circuitry between our brain and the rest of our body. Many of these they're discovering are in the stomach, you know, and one are, I mean, I can go look it up in just a minute. Many of them, is the word you use, communicate in such a way where it'll cause someone to eat more because the body is telling the hypothalamus from this, again, from the stomach, maybe if there's too much of one particular one, that the person's hungry. And even though the person may have just eaten, that's not what they're feeling. They're feeling hunger. Or it might be something that tells the body to start burning off more fat or to store more fat. So there's such a tight little system going on that we really have no clue about, and our society is just learning it because, again, this is something that's being studied quite a bit because people want answers, and the doctors want answers, and they're putting time and energy into learning this.
There's a lot of research going on present time that is actually arriving at the place that Dr. Simmons was at in the 1950s, I think is when he did his primary research. And it's coming to the realization that the hypothalamus is a major player with our metabolism and weight. And they're even doing research in the book that I wrote on HCG, The Promise of HCG. I found research where they were doing using HCG to help women to prevent recurrence of breast cancer. So it's a really powerful hormone, and one of the primary theories behind this paradigm is that when we have overeaten for so much of our lives, as you were saying, Susan, when you were a child, you just were, you know, you were overeating and then having that sugar addiction, which does drive cravings. I didn't realize it was 8 times the potency or the desire of cocaine, which is pretty
dramatic
substance.
Isn't it?
Yeah, you know, if sugar is worse, 8 times worse than cocaine, you can only imagine. It boggles the mind. But it's this excess that has impaired these very critical mechanisms. It's almost like circadian rhythms. It's like, you know, we evolved, our ancestors evolved with periods of feasting and famine. That's how it was. Or summer was a time of feasting, and winter time was more fasting. And we have these regulatory cycles, which we now have lost because we eat and overeat all the time. I find it really interesting that the latest research is confirming that calorie restriction is really a key to rejuvenation and longevity. So calorie-restricted diets, not cutting back on the calories. And I just want to say something as I'm thinking about that. I know the protocol that Dr. Simmons was very strict on, this counting of calories of 500, which I started out with, but I don't do that anymore. I think that is misunderstood. I think that's caused a lot of problems with this protocol because people just think it's a starvation diet. What we need to do is understand it as calorie restriction. It's not about counting calories. It's about having a certain amount of protein, vegetables, and fruits. I don't even talk about calories anymore. And understanding that calorie restriction gives the body a chance to now access these stored fat reserves, which have been locked away, unable to be used as energy. So in the presence of HCG, whether it's in the form of the hormone from the injection or the homeopathic version of it, which doesn't have any hormones, just the energetic signature of it, is it giving the body the message to burn fat when it's not consumed with all this food, because why bother burning fat if you're going to get more shoveled in just a few hours, right?
So it's been really interesting. I'd like to offer a couple of facts, if I could.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, a couple of facts that, again, relates to what you're talking about because it's so related. It's not just about, oh, HCG, let's go shoot it up. Because there's so much to know. One is that, I don't know if you read as listeners know this, 80% of the foods in our regular supermarket have added unnecessary sugar. And we don't mean just like a cake or a donut. We're talking the canned vegetables, the frozen goods, that 80% of those foods have sugar in it. And they also add what's called cheese food as a cheap filler. Well, again, cheese food is high in, fat. And again, we'll add fat to the body. It says, the other thing is they're saying, and again, new research, is that our brains are being hijacked by the food we eat. That the food industry that keeps supersizing, even the mini servings are larger than what a normal size portion is that you're talking about restricting. I mean, people are getting used to eating, at least in our country and now some others, so much more than what the body needs. They're saying people are living in toxic or overload. Something that's been discovered pretty recently is that in utero, and this, of course, makes sense, exposures with food, again, sugar, flour, can be as strong and harmful as exposure to drugs in utero, in utero, that the baby is going to be maybe hyperinsulinemic or going to be wanting more sugar or might be leading to an addiction. They talked about, quote-unquote, carnival foods. And those are the foods that we used to eat like one special day a year. You'd go to the carnival, you'd have the special food. Those are now bought 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in almost any modern store, 20 convenience stores, 24-hour stores. One of the things that they found is that a brain of an obese individual has differences in the brain that mirror those seen in a drug addiction. That the various things that like you're talking about, how it's all connected. The hypothalamus is a key player, but look at all the other stuff that's going on here with the brain and all the rest of that. It's kind of like so much more. They've also said something that's very different than what I was taught. They're saying that calories are not alike from a metabolic perspective. I was taught a calorie is a calorie, and they're saying no, that's not the way it is anymore. Not what they're finding out. The other thing I want to say is that the quality of what we eat is determining the quantity, meaning if we keep eating a lot more sugar and flour and a lot more of that, quote-unquote, carnival foods, that's what the body's going to crave, that's what we're going to want, and that's what we end up eating. And it's leading to what you talked about, where now our system can't even function, and it just keeps storing.
So it's pretty scary because we've created a monster here in terms of, our food, our environment. I think it's fascinating. This hypothalamus is this major control center of our autonomic nervous system and our metabolism and many other things, and yet it's so vulnerable. So there's really no protection around the hypothalamus. It's highly sensitive to what goes on in the environment of our thoughts and chemical environment, nutritional environment. And one of the areas that I spend a lot of time researching and talking about is the effect of electromagnetic fields and how our cell phones, our wireless world, cell phone towers, the 24/7 bombardment of electromagnetic fields have a huge impact and compromise the functioning of not only the brain but the entire body. Causes a lot of free radical damage and impairs the functioning. Mm-hmm. So that is one other factor that's now being noted as causing this compromised functioning of the hypothalamus. So the hypothalamus is just so critical. If we can get this communication reestablished, then we have the ability to burn fat as energy. And, in the Simeon's protocol, he was saying that when you start this program and you noticed it, you lost half a pound a day. I lost on the average close to a pound a day, which is unbelievable because it's only stored fat. I never had, you've been struggling with your weight, so I would imagine that has contributed to why your skin became so flaccid and, hanging there.
Well, I was 205 pounds at my heaviest, and I stopped weighing, so that's a lot of weight. And starting off 50 pounds heavy as a child, you're right, the skin was starting at that young age. Yeah.
Because I never experienced that. In fact, people who've lost a lot of weight, up to 50 pounds, stayed toned throughout the whole protocol.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends, I guess, on your history and what you've done. But to realize that you can transform in one day up to 15 to 1,500 to 3,000 calories of stored fat into energy and nutrition is phenomenal, because for me, I did not feel hungry when I was on this protocol. I had so much energy, I was jumping out of my skin. Mm-hmm. And in 3 weeks, I lost 15 pounds and more than two dress sizes. And I did the protocol, you know, another 21 days with the following maintenance. And that's when I lost my 30 pounds and went down from, I was close to a size 14, went down to about a size 6. So it was life-changing, like you, you know, like you, Susan. Mm-hmm. It was the most unbelievable, phenomenal miracle that I ever experienced, that I could actually get my waist back, you know, mm-hmm. that I could mm-hmm. fit into those clothes. Because, I mean, your story is even more dramatic than mine, but for you, it just must have been a dream come true.
It brought me a whole new world, not because anybody, I mean, people did say things, obviously, but because it gave me back the faith that I could now be healthy and be thin, because I kept thinking, well, am I going to have to do something totally like live off diet pills the rest of my life? And it also allowed me to start buying real clothes and to feel better about myself and kind of cure my ill from the childhood days of when I was just so embarrassed and humiliated. It just gave me a whole new worldview.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It would have to be changing physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know, total transformation. And, you know, I have talked to so many people that I have worked with on my program, and they not only lost all this excess toxic fat, but they gained energy. They lost their pain. They lost fibromyalgia. They lost their mm-hmm. diabetes. They lost knee problems. They lost depression. They improved their memory. I mean, I have had so many amazing miracle stories of how people's health has been regained, because we don't realize that when we're putting on weight, it's not just this blubber that we're carrying around. We're actually now dealing with the most active metabolic organ in our body. Mm-hmm. So we now are creating serious amounts of inflammatory molecules. We're creating hormones. We're creating estrogen, which is produced by the fat cells. So now we are generating a serious condition leading to more chronic illnesses and mm-hmm. more weight gain, by the way, right? It
yep.
just becomes a
yep.
vicious cycle.
It does.
So, mm-hmm. You know, we talked a little bit before the show. I was asking you some of your thoughts about how people are, you know, the choices that people are making, why there isn't more interest in this paradigm. And we talked about the whole industry of bariatric surgery and whether it's lap band or variations on a theme. And you had some really interesting stats about that. Can you share that with us?
Sure. I'll just share first my personal, to say it honestly, political opinion, but is that what I've seen over the years that I've talked about this is that people are hesitant to try it. They would rather follow, at least what they've said to me, the newest book out, because, oh, Dr. So-and-so wrote this book, and it says it's going to work, and it worked. You know, Oprah talked about it, or this other doctor on TV talked about it, or the radio show said it. And I will tell you that all those people that have told me these things, when they come back and I see them again, have not had success. So they've tried them all, and they're frustrated. And when I mention HCG, they'll either say to me, well, I've never heard of it. My doctor doesn't know it, doesn't believe in it. And so it's not common knowledge, because it does not have, you know, FDA approval, and the physicians out there are not learning it in medical school, so they're not recommending it. And therefore, people are hesitant. You know, we're told to trust our doctors. The second thing that I'm seeing a lot, and I say a lot because I have a lot of patients that come with these stories, is that when they're obese, you know, really morbidly obese, you know, over, I believe it's 80 pounds overweight, it's being suggested by their physicians that they have the surgery, the lap band, the, you know, whatever surgery is being recommended. There's quite a few out there. And there's a lot of treatment centers out there that are doing it. Politically, I think it's because it's a moneymaker. However, I'll read a statistic on what I've been reading when it relates to food addiction, and they say a lot of the food addicts are getting to this weight, so that's why we're talking about that. Here's, I'm reading this from a physician that is a bariatrician, and he says, his name is Dr. Carl Lowe, and he's in Charlotte, North Carolina, fellow of the American College of Surgeons. He gives some of his observations. He says, I've been doing bariatric surgery since 2004. So I've had 8 years of meeting hundreds and hundreds of people that have struggled with their weight. In my view, undeniably, food addiction is real. I see it every day. He goes on to give some, I won't go into everything he says. He said, but looking at the scientific data, we see that there's no easy solution when people can't control how much and what they eat. The medical literature says that if someone weighs 100 or 150 pounds too much, that person has only a 1 to 2% chance of losing it and keeping it off for a sustained period of time. In a gold standard study done in Sweden, researchers tracked down 1,600 people that were classified as morbidly obese. One group of about 800 were to lose weight under a doctor's supervision with a nutrition program, any medications that seemed helpful at the time, and advice regarding exercise and calories. And here's the big one on this one. After 10 years, they were heavier than when they started. Okay, that's the first thing. The second group of 800 had bariatric surgery. That group did much better. But the Swedish study and other studies have indicated that surgery can only be one part of a solution. It can potentially, and they quote that, help people with medically diagnosed morbid obesity get down to an obesity level. We're not even talking to normal. And then to a place where they're merely overweight. But it's highly unusual for anyone to reach what is medically considered a healthy body weight after bariatric surgery. Typically, a year and a half after the operation, people reach their lowest weight, which is only 50% of what they need to lose. However, over the next 10 years, they slowly regain some of what they've lost until they reach a plateau. So he's saying that not only do they not get to where they need to go health-wise, but they end up regaining the weight.
So, you know, this is why you and I are on the same page. We both have struggled. You've maintained your weight. I've maintained weight. I have worked with so many people. You have so many friends, patients that have been working with this protocol. And, you know, this is where I think we both agree. This is such a key to the solution that people mm-hmm. are looking for. And mm-hmm. and I want to say there's a lot of controversy about this paradigm. Obviously, if it's not done properly under, you know, guidance
sure.
or being given proper guidance, it's not dangerous. It just may not get the results or maintain the results. But this is the only way that I believe people can successfully achieve their weight goals, because it's reestablishing a new healthy metabolism. The goal is not the weight loss. The goal is through working with the hypothalamus and with the HCG, which helps to stimulate this reconnection, to put into place a new healthy metabolism where we are able to burn fat as energy. And my experience on this protocol and with other people is that when you take a minimum of 3 weeks, which is the minimum to be on this protocol, you also are healing your cravings for sugar. You're off of the sugar. You're off of the wheat. I think the hypothalamus does help to regulate a lot of these centers of taste as well. And people just find they just don't have the cravings nor the desire, and their portions are smaller. It's the most extraordinary, phenomenal program I have ever witnessed, and I just wish more people would do it, because it changed your life and it changed my life, and we know that this is an answer that so many people are looking for.
You know, Shel, I would love to find some way. I mean, your program sounds excellent. Like I said, I only found the one program I could find, and I do know other practitioners now that are using drops, but I would love to find a way to get it into, you know, a medical school where at least they're open to hearing about it, to the point that they say, you know, this is an option out there. Maybe they don't have to push it, but at least that they're aware and not just poo-pooing it and making it sound like it's something dangerous.
Well, that's your mission, Susan.
I would like that.
That's your mission. And I want to remind everyone, Susan has this great book. It's called Fat No More, The Book of Hope for Losing Weight. Her website is Susan Cushing.
Okay, SusanRCushing.com.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I see it right here. I didn't even notice they are, though. SusanRCushing.com. So there's more information about Susan, how to get her books. She has other books. I certainly encourage people to read more, learn more. If anyone is listening and kind of relate to the story that Susan was sharing about her life, or even my story, please check it out. And this is where I want to just put a little commercial in for me. As we've been talking, I've talked about my program, which I call the Ultimate Fat Loss Program. And this is the program I've been doing here in the States and in Australia and New Zealand. People have been using it actually from all over the world with great success, And I really want to support people. We're in the fall. We're in a time when people want to start thinking about the holidays and looking good. If that's an incentive, we don't need an incentive, of course. But if people are ready to really make a difference, to really heal at the root cause level of why their metabolism isn't functioning, then I encourage people to check out my program, which is on my website, What Women Must Know, whatwomenmustknow.com, and just go to the programs, to the product page or their programs, to the store. And if anyone wants to do that, I actually have decided to do a very special thing. I'm giving 20% off my comprehensive program, which incorporates more products than just the homeopathic HCG. And there's a code that you spell out 20 off, and you'll get 20% off my protocol. So that's just a way to be, be offering an incentive to people. And I give a money back guarantee, Susan. How do you like that? How many programs have given you a money back guarantee?
Wow, I tell you, I mean, I can see why, because I know it's going to work. But it's great that you even do that. That's a very wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, you got nothing to lose but your fat. So we have just a couple more minutes. Is there anything you want to just add before we wrap up this hour, which has just gone so fast?
My gosh, it really has. I first want to thank you again. It really, not only are you a pretty incredible woman and your book is wonderful, but I think that it's been just a privilege. I do want to ask people to, if they're interested at all, check out my book. It's Fat No More, The Book of Hope for Losing Weight. I also have a special email, which is fatnomorebook@gmail.com. If you'd like to just connect with me, have a consultation, everything's free. My whole goal, like I wrote in the book, is to help people get their weight off and keep it off and not go into the depression and the misery that I was in for so long, and to know they have a friend and a helping hand, because nobody I had met or had done this, and I felt like I was a maverick out there on my own struggling. And so anyway, feel free to do that. I would love to be a resource for somebody, just as I'm sure you would too, Cheryl.
Absolutely. And we should say, Susan, that you did several rounds on this protocol, and here you are in your life where, as you were saying to me before we got on air, that you've healed your metabolism. And I think that's important to just state and reiterate to people, because a lot of people, when they do programs, they may lose weight, but sure enough, it's going to creep back on. And
let me share one last little thing that you just reminded me is, I'd forgotten that I did have energy, even though I have to admit I was hungry in some days. I just got, from being a lethargic, depressed woman, I started within the first few days, got energy back. After I lost the weight and was able to maintain it, I started wanting to do exercise. That's a new thing for me, and have lost a few more pounds since without even trying. But I think it's all related to the HCG correcting my metabolism and making me a healthier person as long as I follow what I need to do.
Well, thank you so much. Your story is really inspiring. It brings hope to so many people, Susan, and I think part of the inspiration is that you're a living example to this day of what you discovered and what you're passionate about and what you share with people, because I'm sure you've made such a big difference in so many of your patients, friends, and colleagues' lives, those that are open and ready, So I just thank you for being on the show. I really am so grateful for the time you've given us today and for sharing your story. Again, go to Susan's website, SusanRCushing.com. Go to fatnomore@gmail.com to
fatnomorebook.
Fat No More Book. Thank you. fatnomorebook@gmail.com to connect with Susan directly and to learn more about how you can change your life. And if you're curious, go to my website, What Women Must Know. Go to the store, then go to the programs, and check out everything that my protocol is offering, and use that special coupon that's written out, 20 off, to get 20% off.
Dr. Susan Cushing, thank you for the inspiration that you are. It's just
You're
been
so
a
welcome.
Great conversation. I've really enjoyed having this time with you.
As did I. Thank you very much, and enjoy whatever it is that you're helping these people. Keep doing it.
Thank you. Thank you, and to all of you, thank you for listening. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You've been listening to Women Must Know, and remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.